This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feed 'em my Frankenstein.
Time to take your Frankenstein shot that erases your immune system. Gives you heart attacks and cancer. Yeah, it works real good. By the way, I've been reading the writings for years. I'm not a Catholic, but I tell you, this guy gave services in town in Austin. I'd definitely go listen to it. I'd be a Catholic if all the archbishops sounded like this. Everything that Carlo Maria Vigano says is just 100% on target from my view. And he explains that there is a global alliance of people empowered by Christ and the Holy Spirit, transcending the third dimension, that is battling Satan's takeover of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order, and that this is the beginning of the end of days. And I can't disagree with him. And the head of the Greek Orthodox Church is saying the same thing. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church, the Eastern Church, is saying that as well. Now, obviously, this cardinal, just like the big top German cardinal, who's actually the head of the Vatican Court, came out and said exactly what this cardinal saying last week. This is a world government depopulation takeover. This is Satan's main move. Now, can they say, hey, the Pope's a captured globalist that got in here? No. But regardless of what you ever thought about the Vatican before or Catholics before, you know, Catholics, I don't know, are great people. The point is, obviously there's been a lot of wickedness in high places everywhere. These guys are actually, sounds like Alex Jones, because they're seeing the same thing. So whether you're Tucker Carlson or whether you're Joe Rogan or whether you're Alex Jones or whether you are Cardinal Carlo Maria Vigano or the top German cardinal, I mean, you better decide which side you're on, because you sign on to this, baby, you're cut off from God. You don't need the Pope to say you're going to be excommunicated. You don't need some preacher to tell you God's cutting you off. I can tell you that you sign on to this, and he's saying that too, you are going to be cut off. Now, if you take the shot because you didn't know, or you give it to your kid because you didn't know, that's one thing. But if you get into this whole spirit, this whole operation, this whole thing, you are cut off from God, because this is taking over your DNA. This is turning off people's white blood cells on record. This is giving people heart attacks en masse. 1 out of 100 people that took the vaccine, according to the British Medical Journal in the UK, died of a heart attack or myocarditis, heart swelling. I mean, this is, you heard about the Nazis, you heard about the communists, you heard about Genghis Khan, you heard about all these other people, you know about North Korea. This is happening in live time, but none of us are used to it coming from a needle. There was that meme a few months ago I said was the most important yet, that said the history and development and evolution of warfare. And one was a stone, and then it was a spear. And then it was an arrow, and then it was a bullet, and then it was a missile, and then it was a hypodermic needle. And so I don't care if you're a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Catholic, a Protestant, black, white, old, young, polka dotted. You better decide which side you're on. But I'm telling you, this message from the Archbishop is just dead on. He says, we're an alliance of humanity against Satan. He goes, doesn't matter who you are, if you know this is going on, that's the Holy Spirit working through you, you need to stand against this now in an alliance of anti-globalism. You know, I registered the name years ago. We haven't launched it yet, but I wanted to launch the anti-globalist, you know, alliance of pro-humans. I have a bunch of names. A pro-human union, a pro-human alliance. We got a bunch of URLs. But, I mean, that's what it is a pro-human alliance. That's why they're dividing us on race and all this stuff right now. And then when we get attacked on race, we got to respond to it. Again, they suck you into it. It doesn't mean everybody's got beefs against each other. Of course we do. We all got problems with our own families, our bosses, our employees, whatever. The point is, we can set all that aside later and kill each other if we want to. The globalists are attacking us now. It'd be like if a rhinoceros was running over you and killing your family, and you're like fighting with your neighbor over how high his grass is or something. It's stupid. All right, we're going to go to break. And Ali Alexander, interrogated for 8 hours by the January 6th Anti-American Chi-Com Committee, We'll be in studio to tell you about this. And this thing is important because it's not just about us and January 6th. They're going to relaunch all that the next 322 days. Stay with us.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do-or-die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, highest-rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVIDland 2, the mask film. When you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Now the committees decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th. We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact because we looked into it in some detail for Patriot Purge. It's our three-part documentary series on Fox Nation. Here are the facts.
So the Republican Party, I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. Woo! We are the people that you must represent.
January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Law 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the President's Park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the President, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, I'll leave. There are people leaving the overflow. And there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together.
We're coming home, creatures!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're building America up! We're here to take our rightful country back!
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have are equipped with are megaphones.
Yeah, let's not fight the police and give the system what they want!
Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us.
Come off the stands!
Out of 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
They need to not have the conversation with the police. They're going to make that the story.
So the trailer for that documentary got a lot of attention. If you haven't seen the documentary itself, we think that you should. It's called Patriot Purge. We think it is the most comprehensive, the most honest, the most fact-based account of what actually happened on January 6th and what has happened on the basis of January 6th that has been made. We're really proud of it. You can start streaming Fox Nation, by the way, by going to TuckerCarlson.com. For two more days, you get 90 days free.
All right, Ali Alexander is here, ladies and gentlemen. And since we were both under criminal investigation by the globalist-controlled Justice Department and this kangaroo court situation, we have not really talked except a few text messages since, I guess, February or so of this year. Not anything wrong. We understand the groups we're dealing with and how they try to set you up. Well, this is the only man so far that has been in the lion's den, as he called it, because Roger Stone said he talked to you, told him that, for 8 hours and to tell you what happened. But this is why it's so important. They are trying to murder the First Amendment. They are trying to destroy the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. And you have law professors in the news saying, abolish the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, first, Second Amendment, covered it last hour. Retired generals urge Pentagon to declare martial law to stop a civil war in the midterms or 2024. You've seen the headlines. And the January 6th committee promising to put everybody in jail when the head of the committee suing Trump. How are you a judge, basically, who's suing someone and then you're still over a committee dealing with it? Total conflict of interest. So he's riding a shotgun with us 30 minutes of the next hour. Ali Alexander here in Austin, Texas. AliAlexander.org on Telegram at Ali Alexander, A-L-I Alexander. Well, Ali, it's great to have you here with us. And we've been through a lot. It's been a crazy time. So I'm trying to shut up and let you roll with this because this is a big interview. But clearly, this is bigger than Alex Jones, bigger than Ali Alexander, bigger than Roger Stone, bigger than Trump. This is about them now phrasing the whole war on terror, not on Russia, not on China, not on Islamists, not on the Mexican mafia, not on the collapsing borders, but on us in the news saying that we're terrorist leaders and referring to it in the committee as a terror investigation. So, Mr. Alexander?
Well, Alex, first I want to say I missed you. You know, I missed you, buddy. I mean, I think that we did great work on behalf of our country in 2020.
Yes, sir.
It was entirely peaceful. I had never heard you, you know, in private or public, advocate for violence. And that's something I told the committee. They wanted me to speculate on your mood and all kinds of other things. But what people need to understand is that there is a war, in fact, going on the Bill of Rights. Alex is exactly right. The First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment will be determined in the next few months to be true or false. Either congressional subpoenas can be wide-ranging and unlimited in scope, or we have a Fourth Amendment. And I think that's why I'm suing the committee. You're suing the committee. General Flynn just came out. He's suing the committee. Mark Meadows is suing the committee. Four Trump campaign officials are suing the committee. A great lawyer, John Eastman, is suing the committee. And all we're saying is, we get that you have a job to do, but you can't rifle through all of our phone records and all of our tweets and all of our Facebook posts and our private communications. You and I, Alex, have decided to take the advice of our lawyers and basically not talk until I was deposed. And that's infringed on our First Amendment rights. You and I have a First Amendment right to come to the American public, to come to the InfoWars audience, and talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. But you and I haven't been able to do that. So they have infringed on our First Amendment. And all we're asking the courts for is relief on the Fourth Amendment. You can't have an unlimited subpoena to wrap up millions of Americans and say, well, who's talking to who about stop the seal or Republican activity?
And the ADL now admits on Twitter they're monitoring all conservatives and what sites we visit. Yeah. I mean, this is getting dangerous.
It's very, very dangerous. I mean, you got to imagine who's watching this interview right now. The entire leftist industrial complex. They get paid to monitor us. And then this is what's crazy, Alex. And again, you know, Alex hasn't asked me, what did you tell the committee? What you guys are hearing live right here on Infowars.com is kind of my first characterization of what happened in that committee room. But I was actually surprised by some of the left-wing blue-anon conspiracy theories that made it all the way up to the committee. And they were like, well, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, that's
awesome. I'm famous for not doing this, but I'm going to give you the floor when we come back for this, the rest of the show if you want. I want you to, because exactly, we do everything out in the light of day. We didn't do something hidden. We didn't scheme. We haven't talked.
No problem with your producers or you or anybody. Just
other than text messages you told me this weekend, I'm ready to come on.
Yeah.
I said, when? You said Tuesday at noon. I said, come on.
Yep. That's 100% of the coordination. And yet they want, see, look, they want a nexus, is what my lawyers call it, between the people who were violent, unjustified violent or vandalism, and then you and me and the activists, so that they can connect it to a Trump staffer and then Trump. Folks, Trump will be subpoenaed by this committee. Breaking news. Trump will entirely be subpoenaed by this committee.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you what they asked Roger Stone about me. That ties to it. They said that.
Yeah. It's scary.
They said, tell us about your secret meeting. They said, Roger, with the president planning all this with Jones. I didn't meet with the president.
They asked me about that, this. Were you in the Oval Office on this date? And I said, no.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listeners, as I've told you, they're using January 6th to turn the military and the CIA against the American people. That's now all over the news. And to steamroll all of our basic freedoms and our liberties. They now admit it. So General Flynn filed a suit against us today. Ali Alexander filed one a few days ago. I filed one yesterday. Roger Stone filed one last week. People ask, man, these guys like to blow money. No, we're fighting for all of our rights and our liberties. We're journalists. They're demanding all our records, all our everything to a political committee, which we'll get to coming up in a few minutes, tied directly to the communist Chinese. And as soon as this broke in the Gateway Pundit a few days ago, she's now basically resigning and not running for Congress again. So, Ali Alexander, you're on fire. You got a ton to talk about. I don't want to interrupt you because I heard from Roger to talk to you some of the crazy things that went on. You also delivered to them evidence of the provocateurs on January 6th.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first look inside the January 6th. What would you call this committee? And then you've got the floor.
Well, you know, some people have called it the Star Chamber, you know, but it essentially is a committee to weaken the Republican wave in 2022, which we shouldn't even characterize as a Republican wave. It's an anti-Democrat party wave, an anti-communist Marxist wave, an anti-mandatory vaccine wave. But they're looking to weaken the Republican wave that's coming in 2022. But based off of everything I heard in that committee, this is to stop Trump from even having the option of running in 2024. Look, I don't know who I'm going to support in 2024. But I'll tell you what, this committee is hell-bent on taking out you, taking out me, taking out Roger, taking out a whole host of normie Trump staffers, the ones that were willing to, you know, put up the stage and the sound equipment for the Ellipse event, entirely a peaceful event. And they're like, we don't want this guy to run again, and we're going to railroad these people and put them in jail. So, you know, my prediction is very sad. My prediction is that you're going to see 2 to 3 people at minimum go to jail. They're going to want to perp walk Donald Trump. I don't think that they'll go that far, but they will subpoena a former president of the United States. They've already eliminated executive privilege. They've already eliminated that. And a lot of people can't.
That's a big separation of powers for 250 years. Gone.
Gone. And you know, one lawyer, I forgot who it was, put it like this, is that if executive privilege does not apply post office, then the chilling effect is that during office, you won't use it, right? So they've totally eliminated that. And you're a journalist. Tucker Carlson nailed it. You're a journalist. Any work that you and I did together, look, you did your speeches, I did my speeches. You know, we kind of coordinated on logistics a little bit, security a little bit. But you did journalism while I was organizing. And then after we left the Capitol, you know, I booked a person on your show or something like that. But to go after journalists because they're conservative is absolutely abhorrent. The committee is so wide-ranging.
It's
an absolute purge. They're asking an independent photojournalist who isn't even right-wing for her photographs of the Proud Boys. So it's entirely insane. And when I was in there, I was just surprised. It was like dealing with left-wing Twitter. I was like, no, I wasn't in the Oval Office. No, I didn't call into the Oval Office. Trump isn't paying me secretly on the side in some bank account. What are you talking about?
Well, Roger described going in, there's these giant TVs. They're not in there, but Schiff and Cheney, they're all these big TVs.
Yeah.
Like a science fiction movie. And then, like, what Roger said you told him is you're like, no, I didn't plan an attack. No one did that I knew. So you're admitting you attacked the Capitol. I mean,
yeah, so look.
Well, take your time. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, it's a little bit exciting. One, you know, this is my buddy, and I'm here for the first time, you know, able to talk with him.
This is insane, though. I'm going to be in Mordor soon. They're summoning me there.
Yeah, you're going
to. I'm going to be in this for him. I want to hear about this.
Yeah. So you walk in, and it's like this U-shaped room. There's no committee members, okay? And so what you'll notice first is that we're in a propaganda war. We're in an info war. Because 100% of what you see in media, you see a photograph from the only public hearing that they've ever had. They've had one public hearing. And that's when the members showed up. I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this. But I go in there, and it's this U-shaped desk. There's four lawyers, each with a different specialty. I mean, sharks, killers. I really respect their intellect. They were only blinded by hate. They got to the 10-yard line sometimes with me, and with my lawyers. We start taking out binders full of evidence that we've provided them, including Antifa evidence, and they start laughing at us. I mean, minute one, it was hostile. Then they say, we already have your opening statement. We saw that it made the New York Times. I said, well, that's not my opening statement because I just got mine an hour ago. So it was completely hostile. And then boom, 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 boom. And Alex, what you just said is absolutely true. So I did debate. I was a champion debater, you know, beat 5,000 people in the country my senior year, did student Congress, mock trial, did the whole, you know, youth and government program in YMCA. And then, you know, I've trained candidates in debate. So, but I got to say, if I didn't, I would have pled the fifth. Because what they would do is ask you a question, you give them an answer, they would say whatever they wanted to say, and then say, right? And they were testing your verbal IQ. They were testing your memory. Because if you repeat the wrong answer to them, that's perjury. And so
one wrong answer as they fast talk you and you're done.
Yeah. And so 8 hours, no meals. You can't eat. Okay? They got a little snack bar that you can buy expensive stuff. So I had beef jerky, a little thing of cheese, and some apple juice. But they ran me down and down and down. They put the press in the room to harass me. So you got Daily Beast filming me going to the bathroom, and then post on Twitter, Ali's lawyer forgot to zip up his zipper. I mean, it was a circus. And I said, Alex Jones, myself, Roger Stone, have all supported any independent investigation into January 6th. Any. Because we do want to get to the truth of the matter. There's some weird stuff that went on, both with government, with left-wing, and yes, some right-wing stupid people who did some stupid, silly things. I don't know if there was malicious.
There were some definite boneheads.
Yeah, there were some boneheads. And so the Senate, multiple committees in the Senate have investigated January 6th. Multiple committees in the House have investigated January 6th. This select committee or unselect committee is not the only one investigating it. You and I have been targets of the FBI, the DHS, the DOJ, and all kinds of other things. And I don't even
want to. Again, they want to frame America and frame us for a premeditated attack with Trump to literally suspend elections and declare martial law. For those that don't know, they're all over the news saying generals want troops on the streets to stop martial law. No, no, that's martial law.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? I mean, they're entirely projecting onto us what we want. And it's like, you know, I mean, at one point, it was like, well, why did you and Alex go to the Capitol? We had an event to speak to. Well, why did you engage the crowd? To pull innocent bystanders away from the tear gas, away from the conflict.
Don't go in the Capitol.
Yeah, I mean, and I said, you know, what Alex did, he was a hero. And they're like, you know, I mean, they asked me some other questions. I don't know if I should go into it. Maybe I will. But you know, they asked me some other questions, like, to speculate. And I got to tell you, when you're before these people, I don't need to speculate. Alex's words.
Don't speculate.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, they're like, well, why didn't you correct Alex? I said, I had tear gas in my eye. You know, your cops shot me with tear gas, and I wasn't even in an unpermitted zone. You know, so it was a wild melee.
They're saying go to the permanent zone.
Yeah, and so as we're doing it and we're cooperating with police, that's what they hate. I'm telling you, God's favor was on us. We had your crew, your security bubble, which guided me, you, and Owen, and we were subject to that security bubble, okay? And then we had the camera crew. If 100% of our actions, and really the only thing I think we've ever coordinated on is one of the first and only conversations we had after January 6th is, we got to get a lot of that footage out there so that people don't accuse me and you of having done something. And it exonerates us. It entirely exonerates
us. And before we got the footage out, the Wall Street Journal said Jones cowardly ordered the attack and out of range of rubber bullets.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual
full autonomy of the mind and transcend under control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Under my thumb.
Now, I was going to break the news today, but we're going to do it tomorrow, about a member of the committee, not the member that turns out to be connected to the communist Chinese intelligence agencies, that 2 days after this broke this weekend, has now said she's not going to run, is basically resigning. No, another committee member has been caught in incredible behavior. What if I told you a committee member was directly involved in the assault on the Capitol and funding it and directing it? Yes, that's breaking tomorrow. We're still on air then. Ali Alexander, you are on fire, my friend. You filed a suit against him. So is General Flynn. So have I. So have Roger. We're fighting back for our rights, for all Americans' rights. We shot a minute and a half video during the break that was you were really explaining. You really codified what's happening and how they're branding the American people as terrorists and what this committee is really about. Please repeat that.
You know, a lot of, look, you know, I don't know if I should say this, but a couple months ago, I was like, okay, cool, a committee. Okay, no Republicans are going to participate in it, whatever. You know, I'll cooperate if I'm asked to. And I was the third. I've been the only person subpoenaed on their own day. I'm the only person before this entire committee who's like, okay, stop, the seal has its own day. Everybody else was glopped together with groups of people that they're trying to associate with. And I said, okay, well, I'm willing to cooperate, whatever. And out of the gate, they didn't ask me for voluntary testimony. They didn't ask me for evidence. They just were like, here are three subpoenas. So I'm also the only individual that I know who has three subpoenas, okay? So they subpoena me in my personal capacity, documents in my personal capacity, then stop the seal documents, okay?
I haven't announced this yet, but I have three as well. Oh, we're not doing that. Since you mentioned it, we've got three as well.
No, and so that makes sense. And see, you know, what people need to know is that if Alex has three and they're targeting his personal capacity and his media agency, where's the ACLU? Where's CNN? Where's ABC and CBS? But what this is really about is I've called some publishers and I said, this is a full assault on 2022. Why is Biden emboldened with these mandates? Why is the governor of New York and the governor of California okay with basically spreading the virus? Because this is their backup plan. They aren't going to just run on January 6th in the midterms. They are seeking to take us out so we can't even run against them on the narrative, which is how they've effectively lynched me online. They have this video where they're like, Ali refused to denounce violence. I never refused to denounce violence.
They also show us in Georgia months before claiming that's us in the Capitol.
Yeah, breaking news. Ali's going to sue, and you might have to bleep me, I'm going to sue that ginger ass Kathy Griffin for alleging that me and Alex Jones were plotting to storm the Capitol in the Georgia State Capitol.
Well, you don't have to censor ginger ass.
Okay, yeah, well, I didn't know if ass was appropriate or not, but you know, there's a lot of people took my silence as, oh, Ali's secretly working with the Democrats, or, oh, Ali's a coward. I was under threat. I had to get my legal situation.
You had all your media taken away.
Yeah, all of it. And I could not combat the tidal wave. Maybe I should have been coming on InfoWars. But, you know, what I had to do was build this legal team. And I'm going to go broke. Next year, I'll be bankrupt. I'll be just like Roger Stone. But guess what? That's okay. Because I'm going to launch a Jericho missile of defamation suits. I'm going to launch. I'm suing the committee. I got some other lawsuits that I'm about to announce. There are some left-wing conspiracy theories about me, you, Nick Fuentes. January is going to be a big month for me. I'm not accepting money.
You're not going down without a fight.
I'm not going down without a fight. We did nothing wrong. In fact, Alex, I'm going to say this. We saved lives. You and I save lives, and my lawyers.
Yeah, we're not trying to say we're heroes, but we did our job.
My lawyers
were
heroes.
The cops sat there with their thumbs up their rear ends. We actually tried to stop it.
Right. If the cops want to sue me, how about I sue them for violating my civil rights? Not only did they not have the barricades, not only did they not provide protection for Law 8 permit, they didn't issue a disbursement order. So we were doing the job.
Where are
they?
Like, disperse now. The order. I'm like, get on your. I know you've got PA systems. Get on them. Leave now. Leave now. No one did that. One armored vehicle, which they had a bunch, could have made everybody leave.
Yep. And one thing.
These are right wingers. They do what the police say.
Yeah. And what was very strange about it was that there was music playing. I'll never forget. Once we got permission to go.
The left did that to blur us. As soon as we got permission, they went, turn the music on. This was military, Laurent.
It was. I think there's a gentleman, well, now I'm forgetting the name, but anyway.
Hey, start over. We're into the whole next hour, too. Just Ali Alexander. Earlier, I shot a video about what really happened January 6th.
This is about 2022, Alex. This is about 2022.
This is the A game. Tell them right now.
Okay, so you know I've done campaigns and super fast. I'm not like some random political activist. You know, I've had 15 years in this industry. What this looks like to me is to be a frame-up job. They want the referendum in 2022 to not be about COVID, not to be about the mandatory vaccines, but instead to say this violent rhetoric is mainstream the Republican Party. Kevin McCarthy and Trump are endorsing it. And who do they have? side helping them now? Mitch McConnell. This is a coup. This is a coup against the First Amendment. There should be no right-wing media. This is a coup against the Fourth Amendment. There should be no private communications between right-wing activists. And this is fundamentally a coup against the Fifth Amendment, where you and Roger are going to plead the Fifth, and that's your constitutional right, and they're still going to try to indict you. And so, and I don't think that they'll be successful at that at all, but this is a coup. And so then they have these generals come out and say, well, these guys actually want an insurrection when they're the ones proposing it. They're the ones proposing martial law. They're the ones who want an insurrection against the First Amendment and political activity and seeking redress. I'm talking really fast, but I'm just shocked that they're just jamming it. It's like we're watching the sausage be made, and they're like, look, we've demoralized Alex, we've demoralized Ollie, we've demoralized Roger. Not so much those two. I was depressed for 8 months. And then they say, but these guys aren't talking. And so we're coming out of the woodwork as patriots. And Archbishop Vigano said, there's a super group of patriots and believers that are going to take on the deep state.
The Anti-Globalist Alliance.
Yep, the deep state and the deep church, he wrote.
I'm proud to be in that with you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so I'm not giving up. So look.
Say that again. Deep state, deep church.
Deep state and the deep church. Archbishop Vigano actually spoke at our Jericho rally that we had in December.
He's amazing. Everything he writes is true.
Yeah, he should be pope. But look, he's in exile in hiding because this Jesuit pope doesn't like him.
Imagine how great the Catholic Church would be with him as pope.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm so proud that he has supported our movement. He supported.
Well, talk about what he says. It's all dead on. He says this is a battle plan. It's a takeover. You got to wake up. You got to take action now.
Whether it's banking or the Fortune 500 companies, or it's media, or it's politics, or it's the church. There's a group of powerful people who have infiltrated all good institutions. That's why they infiltrate them. We've talked about this before. The Great Inversion is what I've called it. Dr. Taylor Marshall calls it an infiltration. But what evil seeks to do is what the devil did to Eve, okay? What the devil did to Job. What, you know, the devil did with all those other, you know, archangels. You know, it's like, hey, we can do this better, and they can't. And so the Jesuits have actually done this inside of the Catholic Church. And, you know, a lot of evangelicals, they hate the whole Catholic Church, but they need to realize there must be something good about that sacrament, that evil wants to infiltrate it. In the same that Trump is surrounded by all these serpents that ill-advise him. What is it? What is there good about Trump that evil seeks to corrupt him? And you and I have had our fair share of people trying to psyop us. And so, look, 2022, it's not 2024. It's 2022.
I agree. The generals are saying 2024. No, they want to make it about Trump. No, it's now. They want to block the will of the people.
Yeah, they want mail-in ballots, unlimited, universal. They want drop-off boxes, martial law, so that the Democrats, who have more data than Republicans have. Where's the RNC? Where's the RNC? So, imagine this. We're all under martial law. We're all told that, you know, there's a new, you know, Transformers, you know, Megabot, what's Megatron, you know, Decepticon, you know, virus. Nobody go out, do everything by mail. The Democrats temper the Republican wave. Mitch McConnell is happy. And then look, 2024 is about to start, and we can't start the campaign, whether it's Trump, DeSantis, or anybody else.
So that's it. They know we're waking up. They know we're waking up and saying no. They're making their move now.
This is the wrap-up smear to free elections. There are no free elections if they get away with this in 2022.
They're making it illegal to question elections. They're saying, we're not worried about it. Radical Islam. We're not worried about China. We're worried about people questioning elections. And if you do it, the Green Berets are coming.
They have told our military servicemen and women, and unfortunately there's great patriots who have gotten out of the military. I've talked to some of these people.
Hold on. Ollie Alexander is our guest inside the January 6th witch hunt. Stay with us.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could.
You were always on my mind.
Little things I should have said and done. I just never took the time.
You were always on my mind.
You were always on my
mind. Well, Trump says he's doing a press conference at 2:30 Central today. We'll be covering it live here on air. Ali Alexander is a political activist, a pro-American populist. I was there with him. I saw we wanted to have a peaceful rally. He had a permit. But before Trump even began speaking, there were groups attacking police. We didn't know that. We were there. Right. We got told by the Secret Service to go there. And you talk about that. We're not claiming the Secret Service did this on purpose, but we are asking the question, why did they call Roger at his hotel and say, come lead it? Why did they tell us, come lead it, and they opened up the gate and had us lead it? Were they being told by somebody that there was a setup? Because you make that point in Tucker Carlson's documentary.
Yeah, I mean, look, whether it was, and we know that this is also a spiritual war. And so, actually, let me preface this with this. What the Biden administration wants, and I say this with all due respect, and I know that there are some patriots inside of the FBI. But what the top people at the FBI want, what the political appointees want in the Biden administration, is us to be fearful to associate with one another. And when you think about this, isn't this the same thing that they want in the coronavirus panic? They don't want people to have mass together, have church together. And so in a lot of ways, what people need to, you know, and this is a very sore subject because there's a lot of people hurting. And when you out this information to the public, the left loves it. But what a lot of people need to know is that a lot of us organizers have not talked in a year. People that I went from talking to every hour, I haven't talked to in a year, and there's a lot of despair. It's a spiritual attack. So what I want to say is that, as I tell this story with Alex and Roger, is we don't know if someone did it or something did it. But Alex and I were escorted out of the perimeter in such a time that had we not stopped at the restroom, had we not regrouped with staff and the security team because we needed to remain safe, and had we not stopped at Freedom Plaza, Alex Jones and Ollie Alexander would have been there when Ray Epps and the other agitators, I believe, in my opinion, coordinate those first punches. And had Alex and I arrived there without cameramen, Alex Jones would be in jail without bail right now. Ollie Alexander would be in jail without bail right now. That's not an exaggeration.
Well, we know from witnesses that as soon as Trump began speaking, they got on their radio and said, attack, attack. And then as soon as we started marching, they went, okay, prepare. And they were waiting at a certain point. It was all precision done.
And I'm about to break news on Alex's air here in a couple minutes. We're going to actually show a gentleman with an earpiece who was on the east side prior to Alex and I getting there, and they stormed the east. And we found the earpiece in his ear, folks. We found the earpiece in his ear.
And you gave this to this committee.
I gave this to the committee. So we can. But let me say this. So it is strange. You know, Roger commented on this, and I thought this might be lost on a lot of people.
Well, I guess Roger was going to kind of still go to the Capitol until the Secret Service called. He thought, Secret Service doesn't escort people around.
No. And you have to understand this. Roger has done a lot of political campaigns, and I've done a lot of political campaigns. We've been around a lot of Republican nominees and then presidents. You have to understand, every office that's independent can become a little political. The FBI can become a little political. The DOJ can become a little political. The only institution in all of America that does not become political is Secret Service. In so much as when President Trump was president-elect and he came to Louisiana and I was VIP there and, oh my gosh, collusion, he tried to hand Secret Service his coat and they refused to grab it. When he was president-elect, and this is his detail that he'd had since he was the nominee, and so and he'd won the election, rightfully so. You know, how about an election denier, Hillary Clinton? But look at this. They wouldn't even hand his coat. So you have to understand, when Roger Stone says that Secret Service does not do political chores, we're not talking colloquially. We're talking this has been a policy of the Secret Service, absent of, like, letting JFK shoot.
Because I was hearing this from the organizers of people that I saw walking around the stage with Trump. I'm like, really? I'm going to lead the march? And then they open the gate. The Secret Service waves me through.
Yeah.
Before. And I'm like, okay, man.
And again,
so
it might
who's,
not be...
who's the Judas?
Well, or I don't know. Well, you know, I do know this. Had Alex Jones spoke, had Ali Alexander spoke, had Scott Pressler spoke, had Brandon Straka spoke, C.J. Pearson spoke, Roger Stone spoke, we were all going to mention Lot 8. We know, and I'm just going to say this, that the Women for America First, in coordination with Trump advisor Katrina Pearson.
And with Liz Cheney about to come out tomorrow.
there's going to be some information. Folks. There is a connection between the permit holders of the Ellipse and Liz Cheney, and I hope Alex breaks that part of the story tomorrow.
We're going to break it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big, folks. So what you have to understand is, look, and then who's running to the committee saying, subpoena my information, subpoena my information? All the consultants for Women for America First. So the Trump
Which
advisors.
Are Liz Cheney.
Right. And so, I'm not, you know, again, a couple of Trump advisors, not all of them, but a couple, served Trump and said, you don't want to be associated with Stop the Steal. You don't want to be associated with people you've endorsed. You want to be associated with these pigs. You know, and I'm talking about their size. I'm not, you know, they're not in law enforcement or anything. And those people sabotaged the rally. So I don't want to suggest that they're responsible.
And you got the daughter of this famous war criminal This, I mean, literally, we now know. We know. We have the permits. We know. We'll break it tomorrow.
But yeah, yeah,
Liz
yeah.
Cheney ran the attack on the Capitol. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
And here's another thing that we've raised.
Can you believe how bold she is? And she's on the committee.
Gaslighting 101.
I can't even believe it.
It's weird.
We got the permits. It's wrong.
And we've, so, like, let's have the team bring up some of the agitators. These are exclusive photos that we're about to show you of agitators.
I mean, Dick Cheney's daughter, of course. The friggin' turd of Satan.
Look at this.
She was born out of Cheney's rear end.
I want to show the pictures of the ginger.
This is the big exclusive stuff. Tell people what this is.
Okay, so Peter Duke is a photographer out of Los Angeles.
He's an amazing photographer.
Amazing photographer. We employed his services at Stop the Steal. Now, Peter, again, it was so disorganized that Peter actually left the Ellipse prior to you and me. So he, again, by God's grace, stumbles onto the east side near the Capitol, and he's like, what's going on here? Peter watched the whole thing. He caught people breaking the barricades, people bird-dogging the police. He caught the groups of people that were working together, and then he caught these two gentlemen on top of the armored car who flagged the crowd into storming the Capitol on the east side. Breaking news. The east side agitators... Okay, so this gentleman grabbing it is ends up working with another gentleman to distract the police while they take apart the barricades. Again, I didn't find this out until late January. And Peter's like, I got some photographs. I'm like, I don't have time for photographs. I'm being hunted by Antifa. I'm in the mountains of Colorado right now. And he's like, no, you need to see these photos. And I said, oh, my God. I get on the phone with my lawyer. I said, hand this over to the FBI right now. Alex, none of these people have been arrested. None of these people have appeared on the FBI website.
They're all college professors and Democrats.
Yeah, and, you know, or whatever. Like, when we, again, let's go back to the guys on the armored cars. In particular, this gentleman who's a Milano gentleman wearing a desert scarf and the ginger beard. Okay, and I want to walk you through. Okay, so these two gentlemen do not skip leg day. Okay, they do not skip leg day. They are wearing these knuckled gloves. They have backpacks, meaning they never came to the Ellipse rally. They never had any intention of going to our Lot 8 peaceful rally, which never occurred. This flag that he has, it's a MAGA flag. Sure, it's the only one in the crowd. I've had people review 10,000 photos. This is the only flag. This is clearly what I believe to be a signal. Now, we're going to keep going through these photos. I'm going to tell you this. Antifa employs a tactic called Black Block. You're familiar with that.
Yes.
Okay, they always have someone called, you know, they have a red team, a black team, but they always have someone who's the yellow, okay? They're the medic. If you zoom into that backpack, you'll see the medical scissors. You'll see that he's put...
He has Antifa signs on it.
Yeah, and he's put Trump...
Oh, look at him. I mean, obviously.
He's put Trump paraphernalia over his back. So look at it. Those are medical scissors. Those are used to cut zip ties and bandages. That lanyard is fake. That lanyard isn't associated with me or you or the Ellipse or Lot 8. It's entirely fake. And he has over this, he's covering over his insignia.
I mean, this is bigger than what Revolver broke, and they're great.
This is bigger. This is bigger.
Oh, my God.
I begged the Wall Street Journal to publish this. I begged the committee to cover this. They refused to ask me one question about this.
Why aren't these men subpoenaed? So we know they're under command of
Liz Cheney. I gave it to him. And by the way...
It's not the Democrats, folks. It's the neocons. It's George W. Bush. It's Dick Cheney. They're in command right now. There are their men right there bringing down America. Look at them. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us with Ali Alexander. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.